Well, in many ways, the dandy's a figure who almost comes out of nowhere. He's this strange figure who emerges on the London scene in the 1780s and 1790s with few precedents. I mean, there's a moment in the 1770s where you have these spectacular macaroni figures, young men who dress up in the latest Italian and French fashions as a way of cocking a snoop at that accepted ways of dressing. The dandy does the opposite in his black suit and his clean white linen, adopting some of the clothing of rural life. You were talking about riding dress.
Yes.
He creates a sort of new figure on the urban scene.
Don't you think it's very significant that that happens? I mean, it used to be, fashion historians used to say this was the great masculine renunciation and men gave up fashion. But I think it's much more about a new kind of masculinity. It's sort of reordering gender in a visual way so that you're not wearing bright colours and cosmetics and beauty spots anymore if you're a man. You're wearing this bourgeois style that comes with urbanism. So it comes, it's very suited to the new urban scene, really.
Yes. It's interesting because, of course, as I say, you're using this as a way into the understanding of the city. And what is interesting about this is almost the stages or the places where the dandies could perform.
Yes, I mean, the rise of the dandy very much flows with the emergence of new forms of leisure, the new theatres, the new clubs, spaces for posturing, spaces for showing off. And similarly, in an industrial sense, they emerge with the growth of Savile Row, the way that tailors zoom in on the West End to provide clothing for a new leisure class within the city. Mm. So they're very much tied into the growth of London as a global world city in the period.
So in a way, we're talking, aren't we, about almost the impossibility of this figure emerging unless there is the setting which is available.
Well, I think that's true, and the sort of social change that was carrying on at the same time. And so then, automatically, it makes women look more feminine in a way because now they are, you know, the ones who wear pretty colours and all the rest of it.
Yes, I mean, it's a style that goes along with the rebuilding of London in a neoclassical style, which is extremely masculine in its associations, and at the same time you have Paris emerging as the city of the woman with a kind of.
And there are sort of very distinct places where these people go to exhibit themselves.
Yes.
I mean, like Burlington Arcade and these areas.
Yes.
But you also point out those are areas which are associated with sexual trades as well.